This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, November 29th. God's word for you today is the fifth. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. And it says, "Who has believed, trusted in, relied upon, and clung to our message of that which was revealed to us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been disclosed?" The first thing that determines your limitedness or limitlessness is the words spoken over you. The second is the words you speak. The third is the name you bear. The fourth is how far you see. And the fifth is really huge. The fifth thing that determines your limitedness or limitlessness is whose report you believe. Whose report you believe determines how limitless you become. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 1 says, "Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Whose report do you believe? If God says it, just believe it. It does not hurt to believe. In fact, it takes more energy to doubt, because doubt will bring worry, anxiety, and sleepless nights. But believe, you will sleep like a baby. Whose reports do you believe? God says, "You will be a fruitful vine. You will have your own children." Do you believe that? God says, "You will lend to nations." Do you believe that? Is it everybody that will lend to nations? I am part of those who will. You choose what you want to believe. Whose report do you believe? Genesis chapter 15 verse 5 to 6 says, "Then the Lord took Abraham outside and said to him, 'Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have.' And Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted him as righteous." To become limitless is to become aligned with God. When you believe what God says, you are aligning with God, and you become limitless. And everything about you becomes unstoppable. If I can only get you to align with God today in that area, you will rejoice. If I can only get you to align with God. Those are the five things that make us limitless. When you're limitless, some people will not be happy. You do not even need to offend anybody. Some people have done night vigils for me to die. I am not even talking about recently. I am talking about way, way back. They put on candles and all, but here I am still standing to the glory of God alone. So, as God makes you limited, you have to be uncursable. Let's look to these people that were uncursable. In Numbers chapter 23, verse 7 to 8, chapter 11 to 12, please read. They are called the Jews. Before this, Balak the king had hired Balaam, the prophet, who sees with his eyes open. Balaam had a connection with God, so Balak hired him to curse Israel. Guess what? Some people actually know God, but will take up oracles to try and curse the people of God, to try and curse you. But they will fail in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I and my household believe, trust in, rely on, and cling to the report of the Lord my God, that we are limitless and uncursable, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.